Saturday night. Hello, everyone. How are we doing? Lucy here. On the way back from Cornwall, where I've spent the last few days, I decided to stop in Devon. Why not? That's just how I roll these days. So I am broadcasting to you tonight from Devon. Yes, indeed. The weather's just as bad here as it is everywhere else. I shall be venturing home tomorrow instead. I hope you've all had a nice day. The weekend is halfway gone. Halfway there? Halfway gone? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to make the most of it because I know when I get home, I've got spring cleaning to do. And of course, I'm back to work on Monday. Not looking forward to that. The copious amounts of emails that I will have had. However, Saturday night. And what do we have on Saturday night? Saturday night, we have a little bit of comedy. Yes, we do. With Steptoe and Son, of course.
We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert.
Gets a bit lonely in here on the album. No wonder I feel like a bit of company now and then. Nice if we could have a housekeeper. Big beefy bird. Not skinny like the birds Harold goes out with. Ah, they're a bit close to the bone.
Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
If he ever says one encouraging word to me, I shall drop down dead. I will. If I ask him to help me with unloading the cart, it's enough to bring on his first word cough. I'm just a lackey. All I do is slide me guts out.
And here they are in The Lead Man Cometh.
Would you believe it? Asleep in the cart. Oi, wake up. Asleep on the job. Right, I'll cure that. This'll wake him.
I'll murder you. Where's my whip?
I'll kill you. Can't you tell a joke?
I'll kill you. Joke? I could have broken my neck.
Hey, stop it, Harold. Oh, me legs. Oh, me shrapnel wound.
Come here. Now I've got you. Give me that horn.
What are you going to do?
I'll only do to you what you did to me. Don't you ever do that again.
Oh, you shouldn't have held it so close. Oh, me eardrum.
Well, you asked for it.
I can't hear. I've gone deaf. You perforate me eardrum. I can't hear.
Damn, it's all wet. It'd take a supersonic bang to get through all the dirt in there. Come on. Help me unload the car.
You've got no sense of humour, that's your trouble.
I'm not in a mood for little jokes.
You've got no right to be asleep on the cart. It could have been a real car. And then what would have happened?
It would have hit us. And with a bit of luck, I would have been knocked off of my seat, fallen into the road, hit me head on the curb, and been laid to rest with a smile on my face. Free at last.
What's the matter with you, lately? You're talking daft again.
I am tired. That is what is the matter with me. I am exhausted. Do you know what time I set out this morning? Of course you don't. You were still stewing in your dirty little pit, scratching yourself. 6 o'clock. That's when I started. It is now 7 o'clock. That is 13 hours. I am fagged out. All right.
Nobody asked you to go out at 6 o'clock. You can't tot at that time of the morning. There's nobody up.
I know there's nobody up. But in order to be ready to commence totting at the most propitious time, there is so many preparations one has to make.
Yeah, like what?
Like going down to the farrier's and having 4 new boots nailed onto the Arab stallion we got. The one that spends most of his time leaning up against the wall in there.
New shoes? Already?
Yes, already.
He couldn't raise a spark out of him yesterday. He was practically down to his ooze on the back. God blimey, I've never met an horse that wears out shoes as fast as that one does. Old shuffler!
He's got to have shoes. He can't walk around the streets with no shoes on. He'd get holes in his hoofs.
Well, they should last longer than they do. If he lifted up his legs now and again, they'd last longer.
It's your fault you don't know how to drive him properly.
You are without doubt the most tight-fisted old twit I've ever come across. Denying an horse a proper set of boots.
It ain't just his boots, it's everything. We ain't paying our way. We're losing money.
Well, we're going to start losing some more. I'm going back to eating in the car.
Harold, we've got to economise.
I'm not missing my midday meal.
You get a good dinner when you come home.
I need one during the day as well. I'm a big man, Dad. I ain't got sparrow's guts like you.
I'll make sandwiches for you to take out with you.
Sandwiches? Here, look. Curling up at the ends.
You ain't touched them.
I can't get my teeth through them. How old is this bread? Go on, feel it. Feel it. Go on. If you want to economise, mate, don't give them sandwiches to me. Nail them on the horse's hoofs.
Yeah. You ain't touched your flask of tea either.
Tea? Them monkeys that advertise it could make better tea than this.
Was all right this morning. I mean, you can't expect it to taste the same being in there all day and with
look,
a cork.
Don't try to explain. Just give me my dinner money in future and give me an hand with this stuff. I want to go to bed.
Well, this ain't going to alter our standard of living, is it? You've been out 13 hours for this.
Don't provoke me anymore, Dad. There's a good boy. I'm not in a very good mood and I might do something I'd get hung for.
Huh? All I'm saying is if we're going to get out of trouble, we need some good stuff, not rubbish like this.
I can only buy what they wish to sell me.
You've got to induce them to part with the stuff.
What do you want me to do then? Give them trading stamps?
Oh, we've got to do something, I'm telling you. I mean, what good's this?
That armchair, Dad, is a 1/3 part of a very fine 3-piece suite.
Have you been down the sides?
No, I haven't.
You never know what's down the sides. I've found some very peculiar things in me time.
What now?
Here's half a dollar.
Off each, then.
We'll see. Let's have another look. A pencil. Box of matches.
Oh, so fight yourself with it.
Hair grip.
You need that, you do.
More than you. Oh! A licorice old sort. Oh, I like them.
Gold! Oh, you are revolting.
Not a bad chair, this. Springs is all right. Frame's all right. No moth, no woodworm. No. Yeah, we might get 30 bob for it if we're lucky. How much do you give for it?
£2.
£2? You useless great lump. You're not worth 2 penny of the cold cocoa. That's why we're losing money. You just don't have no ideas, do you?
Well, the old dear I got it off needed the money. I mean, she's only got a pension, the poor old girl. I'm going to sell all her bits and pieces. I bought these lusters off her as well.
Yeah, how much did you give her for these?
Mind your own business. Oh, don't you worry. I'll pay for them. It won't come out of your pocket.
Yeah, dead right it won't. I have to work hard for my living.
You mean I'll work hard for your living? You ain't done a stroke since you dragged me out of school.
I work here. I do the office work, clean up the yard. You got the easy bit. Riding round London all day, sightseeing. That's not hard work.
Look, any time you wants to change over, chum, I mean, you just let me know. It might be a very good idea at that. You look like a bundle of rags and bones yourself. You'd be a very good advert, you would.
I couldn't make a worse job of it than you. I mean, look at this electric fire. Straight out of the arc.
Well, what do you expect? Something from the electricity board showrooms? A nice 3-kilowatt thermostatically controlled fan heater. Or would you like a 6-hot plate fold-away eye-level grill cooker? We are junk collectors, Dan.
Yeah, there's junk and junk, and this is just junk. What's this? A chastity belt?
Not quite, Father. It's a bear trap.
A bear trap? How does it work?
Why don't you bring your foot down heavily on that centre bar and you'll find out, won't you?
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like to see me with my leg caught in there, wouldn't you? Screaming me head off. You'd like that.
No, no. No, no. I wouldn't let you suffer, Father. I'd put you out of your misery. Yes, I would. A quick karate chop across the back of the neck, you wouldn't know what hit you. Or then again, I might just stun you and sell you to a zoo. Come and see the abominable junk man, the only one in captivity, found in the darkest regions of Shepherd's Bush after 6 weeks of following his scent. Which wasn't hard, believe me. Finally trapped in his lair, covered in matted hair and rags, up and about, scratching himself, spitting defiance at his captors. Now, don't feed him, madam, please. He gets his tin of dog meat at 12 o'clock.
I'd be better treated in a zoo than I am here. The dogs around here get more consideration than I do.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, you're mowing at everything I do, knocking overtime. Look, if I brought home a set of Chippendale chairs for half a knicker, you wouldn't like a pattern of the upholstery.
If you was to bring home something we could sell for a change, it might help. When I think of all the stuff I used to bring home in my day.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, I've heard about it. Oh, it was like the throne room at the Vatican, this yard, wasn't it? Michelangelo's propped up against the wall to keep the rain off the Botticellis. And the horse eating his oats off of a full set of Wedgwood. His hoofs covered in gold leaf as his diamond-encrusted blinkers flashed in the sunlight. And you, in your powdered wig with your silk jodhpurs, surveying the contents of the dustbins of Belgravia through your monocle.
Oh, swipe me. Not another gold Fauberge snuffbox. Any good to you, Fred? I've got a room full at home.
Oh, look, a medieval Russian icon. Oh, that must be worth 10,000 quid. I think I'll pack up for the day.
Yeah. You'll never make a rag and bone man as long as you've got a hole in your trousers. Oh, I can't understand it. I mean, there's no competition today. You've got the streets to yourself and you still can't get anything. Look at it. Cartload of rubbish. We'd be lucky to get the price of a bag of chips out of it. We can't sell any of this. Our license is due tomorrow. You better go and shovel up the stable floor and see what we can make on that.
I've just remembered, Dad. Oh, I had the chance of a nice big gas oven today.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring it home tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we can both put our heads in it.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, for a mere 12 copper coins of the realm, we can be up there, a million miles away,
yes, yes.
Above it all. Where can you go on a journey like that for a bob? Now, a permanent holiday. Come on, let's do it. I'll go and get the oven. You go and put the sacks under the doors, then fill all the cracks in. Ah, to die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Ah, there's the rub.
Excuse me.
For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil.
Excuse me.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't mean it. Please, please, carry on.
What do you want?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm looking for Mr. Steptoe.
I'm Mr. Steptoe.
So am I.
I'm the older one. He's only my son.
Oh, I see. Well, it's like this, you see. You've got on your board out there that you're scrap metal merchants.
Yeah, that's what.
When he can get any.
Yes. Well, I've got some, you see. Under here. Lead.
Lead, eh?
Yes, sheet lead. 200 weight.
200 weight?
Showers.
Would you be interested in buying it?
Not sharp. Harold, look what you're doing. That's my ankle.
Well, of course, you have come a very difficult time for lead, you see. There's not much call for it at the moment. Oh, if it had been brass, that would have been a different tale.
Did he say lead?
Yeah, lead,
oh,
Dad.
No, but it had been brass.
But lead. I mean, do you know anybody what wants lead?
No, not these days.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I haven't got any brass.
Oh, there's just not a market for lead at the moment, is there, Dad?
No, none at all.
There's a world glut in lead, you see. Oh, you may have seen the Financial Times this morning. All the big building firms is changing over to plastic, you see.
Oh, I see. I see. Yes, yes. So you're not interested in it, then?
Well, how much you asked him for it?
Well, I was thinking of something like £10 a ton.
How much?
£10 a ton.
Would you excuse me a moment while I consult with my father?
Did Did you hear that, Dad? £10 a ton. It's fetching £50 a ton on the market this morning.
What's he selling it to 10 quid a ton for, then?
Perhaps he don't know.
Of course he knows. We get the boards marked up outside. I don't like the look of him.
Well, I don't suppose he likes the look of us, but that's not a point of issue, is it? I mean, he stands to make 40 quid a ton.
He's only got 200, wait.
Hang on. Can you get hold of any more?
Oh, I thought you said you weren't interested.
Ah, well, yes, but you see, we stands more chance of getting rid of a lot rather than a little. That is the state of the market.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, well, I think I could probably scrape together a ton altogether.
A ton?
Yes, give 100 weight, take 100 weight.
Hang on. He can get hold of a ton.
He's nicked it.
We're not to know that, are we?
Ask him.
Oh, yes, he's going to tell us, isn't he?
Ask him.
Look,
Anything the matter?
Oh, no, nothing the matter. Oh, well, it's my dad. He's a bit worried. It's not me. But, well, he would like to know where you got it from.
Oh, yes, quite right. Yes, quite right. Well, it's very simple, really. I'm a church man, you see.
Oh?
No. Church goer. Chapel, you understand. Yes, yes. Well, you see, this chapel where I attend, it's being pulled down, you see. They're building a supermarket or a bingo hall, I don't know which. Anyway, the minister, great friend of mine, he said, you, that's me, you, boy, says, you are the lead boy, he says to me. You've been coming here longer than the others, he says. I think you're entitled to it. So here I am, with it.
So, it's all legitimate, then?
Oh, yes, yes. I could have had the pews if I'd wanted, but I said, no, I said, let Mrs. Llewellyn have the pews.
Oh,
I said,
you did right there. Oh, yes, pews ain't fetching much these days. Hang on.
The vicar gave it to him. They're pulling the church down.
You don't believe that, do you?
Why not? He's been going longer than the others.
He's nicked it.
He hasn't nicked it.
I don't like it, Harold.
Look, you was moaning just now about how that we are. 40 nickel we can make, just like that. That can keep us going for a week. That'll put us right back on our feet. 40 nickel, Dad.
Well, we've never dealt in nicked stuff before.
How do you know?
Well, not to my knowledge. Have we ever had any dodgy stuff in this yard? We're an honest firm, always have been.
Yeah, I look around you and see where it got us.
Have you decided yet?
Just a minute.
Because it's getting cold over here and I can take it elsewhere if you don't want it.
No, don't go. I'm going to buy it. Give us a quid.
No, don't be hasty.
Dad, it's moments like this when you've got to take decisions. This is the way big business is done. Spur of the moment. The right decision has to be taken at the right time. Give us a quid.
If there's any trouble, it's nothing to do with me. I didn't buy it.
Give us a quid.
It's me last one, Harold.
I don't care. Give us it.
That stuff's nicked, Harold.
We don't know that. We bought it in good faith.
Give us it.
Just a sec. I'll see what I've got.
Well, go on, get on with it, then. What's the matter?
Hole in me pocket.
Oh, go. I thought you had your purse tied to a bit of string.
Yeah, I do, but it's where it's dangling, I can't reach.
Oh, go. I'll find it. Well, keep you a minute.
Oh, still. You're tickling.
Don't follow me around. God, it's worse than trying to thread a pajama cord. Here it is. So, that was your last quid, was it? Can I have the rest, then?
And give me my purse back.
No, Dad. I shall only take what we need.
Well, have you made up your mind?
Yes, sir. We'll take it. 200 weight, 10 quid a ton. That is £1, right?
£1, yes, that's correct, yes.
Here you are, then.
Thank you. Right, where'd you want it?
In the far corner.
Now, will you be taking the rest of it?
Same price.
Oh, yes.
Where's the deal?
Good. I'll bring it round. Right, then, could I trouble you for the...
cash on delivery.
Yes, of course, yes. You're the businessman of the firm, I can see that.
Yes, oh, yes. Yes, well, well, you see, the old man, he's all right, but he holds me back a bit, you know. He's now initiative. I mean, still, what can you expect from old people? I am sorry about your church. A supermarket, eh?
Well, we can't halt progress, can we? No. People have to eat, I suppose. The ecclesiastical gives way to the secular?
Yes, that is true. That is very true.
Yes, well, I'll be off then. See you later with the rest of the lady.
Right.
Right, good night, sir. Nostar?
Oh, yes. Nostar! The saucepan vacca and all that. You see, that's the way to do business. Straight in there, no messing about. This isn't a bad little deal. We're going to make 500% profit out of this. 40 quid, just like that. And we haven't even had to go outside for it.
Let's hope we don't have to go inside for it.
Aye, that's the lot.
You can't get older no more?
No, no, stripped it bare I have.
Oh, well, never mind. Mustn't be greedy.
Well, that'll be another £9, I believe.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Dad?
I haven't got me.
You got your old age pension this morning, 4 weeks.
You're not having my pension money.
And you won't have it either if I tell him you're still working.
You wouldn't, Harold.
Nine knicker. Come on.
All right, but I want it back.
Here's your £9, then.
All right, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to do business with you.
Oh, here's our card. The Steptoe and Son. Best prices paid in London. We buys and sells anything.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's all there. £9. Right, thank you very much.
Well, let me show you out.
All right.
Now, feel free to call on us any time. You know, lead, brass, zinc, copper, antiques, objets, darts, woolens, rags, semi-precious stones, quality silver, early English paintings, watercolours.
We ain't got any, but we deal in it.
No, I don't think you'll be seeing me again.
No?
No. We missionaries don't stay in one district very long, you understand.
Yes, I suppose it does keep you on the go.
Oh, indeed. Oh, yes, it does. One has to go where the need is greatest.
I'm sure. Well, cheerio, then.
Cheerio. Oh, if ever you feel in need of peace and comfort, we still have a few chapels left in this area. You'll be made very welcome.
Right. We'll drop in sometime.
Right. And peace be with you, brothers.
And the same to you.
Peace be with you, dear.
What are you closing the gates for?
Because I don't want anybody to see that lead.
Oh, God, ain't you an old worry guts? He told us where he got it from.
Look, mate, I ain't just falling off a Christmas tree. You're so gullible, anybody can take you in. You're a rotten idiot at times. He's on the twist.
You always think the worst of people, don't you? Just because he was a little bit scruffy, he is condemned in your eyes. Oh, if they ain't dressed like a duke, you don't want to know, do you? See, blokes like him don't spend their money on themselves. They gives it all away. I happen to believe
him. Because you want to believe him. That lead's been nicked.
A man of God does not go round nicking lead. You wouldn't recognise an honest man if you saw him. Evil be to him who evil thinks.
You mark my words, we're going to have a couple of Zed cars round here soon. Have you any idea what they get for receiving? 3 to 6 months in the scrubs. I'm 65. I can't start doing porridge at my age.
But Dad, nobody's going to do any porridge. Now, stop worrying.
85 years this firm's been established, and in all that time, we've never had one penny of stolen junk in this yard. Common criminals, that's what we are now.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I got a good conduct medal in there. Honourable discharge, not a stain on me character. And now look at me. I feel cheap and unclean.
Oh, you poor old man. Oh, you're not unclean. You're filthy. Come on, Dad, let's get all this stuff indoors. Look, even supposing it was knocked off, which I'm not admitting, what can they say? So we've got lead in the yard. That is our trade. We're entitled to have lead in the yard. They can't prove it's been knocked off. I mean to say, it ain't got any little marks on it. I mean, it all looks the same. We're in the clear. I mean, who's going to worry about a little bit of lead? I mean, do you think that's all they got time to do? Wander around junkyards looking for knocked off lead?
Look, I'll take it down to the clearing depot tomorrow.
Hal?
Oh, what am I going to do with my share? It's difficult to make up my mind, really. What is the matter with you?
In the... He's in the... out there. I saw him through the window in the hall.
Oh, God, a copper. What's he doing poking about in the yard?
We've been shopped. I told you, they've put us in nick. I'm all...
Don't panic. Come out of that cupboard and keep quiet. He's getting warmer.
He'll find it.
Shut up.
We've had it.
He's coming over. Keep quiet. Don't make a sound. Oh, my God.
Harold.
What?
I'm going to sneeze.
You do, and I'll kill you.
Anybody in?
What is he?
Oh, it's the usual thing. The list of stolen property.
What did he say?
Lead.
I told you.
He says there's a bloke called Welsh Huey been knocking off lead round here, and it warns us not to buy any.
I told you. I said it was hot.
Oh, God. Now what are we going to do? That copper might come back.
Get rid of it.
Where?
How do I know? Sell it.
We can't sell it. They'll want to know where it come from.
Well, we'll have to dump it.
Where?
Anywhere. Just let's get it out of our yard. Come on. The canal.
Can you see anyone?
No.
Mr. London, let's get back.
Oh, I've never known a night like it.
Oh, Gordon Bennett, I'm soaked to the skin.
Only one good thing about this.
You mean there's one good thing?
Yeah. Lead don't float.
Oh, come on. Let's get out of these clothes.
I could do with a drop of brandy.
Yeah, who couldn't? We better go upstairs first and change it to something dry.
Thank God we got rid of that lead. Never again, Harold. No nicked stuff. Ever again.
You don't have to tell me. Hello? What's this? Oh, God, blimey, the rain's coming in. It's like a sieve. Go and have a look in your room.
Same in my room.
Quick, get a mop and some buckets and put the lights out. We'll be electrocuted.
What's happened?
Hang on.
Oh, what's the matter, Harold?
Oh, God, please don't let it be that.
What are you trying to do? Come back in here. Well...
Well, at least now we know where he got the lead from.
Where?
Off our own rotten roof.
What's that?
Blimey, the ceiling's coming in on us. Well, just don't stand there. Get a corrugated iron.
Yeah, great. Pillock. Buying our own lead. And with my pension money.
Go. Come on, don't just sit there moaning. Come on.
What do you mean, come on? We ain't going anywhere.
We want our lead back, don't we?
Yes, but...
And we know where it is, don't we? Come on.
Oh, no. No, not back to that stinking rotten canal. No, not that, Harold. I've got a cold coming on.
Oh, we'll see you in a couple.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Leonard Rossiter as Welsh Huey. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Fedrick, and produced by Bobby J.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the latest episode for your Saturday evening. I will be back again tomorrow night, Sunday night, same time, same place. Yes, before the week starts again and I've got to go back to work. Oh, not looking forward to it. But in the meantime, of course, you can check out my podcast page at patreon.com/foxyafterdark. Can't wait to catch up with you tomorrow night, last day of the weekend, same time, same place. In the meantime, stay safe, always be kind. Love you all.